News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Ladyman. A student at Interlochen High School is charged with having sex with a 12-year-old girl. News 4 Jax reports that 18-year-old Roosevelt Richardson was arrested at the school and booked into the Putnam County Jail on Wednesday. Arrest reports say an investigation started last weekend when the girl's father caught Richardson hiding in her bedroom and then saw him jump out the window. The report also says the two admitted to consensual sex. The charges against Richardson include felony sexual assault and using a communication device to entice a minor. He is being held without bail. JSO investigating a bank robbery. Officers say the man held up the Fifth Third Bank on San Jose Boulevard Wednesday and made off with the cash. The suspects described as weighing 240 pounds, wearing a black T-shirt, and made his getaway in a gray Nissan Sentra or Versa. He's now wanted and on the run. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Currently, we see no broken down cars, backups, or accidents on the major highways. It will be cloudy today and warmer. The high 78 this evening, partly cloudy, and then rain overnight. The low tonight drops to 63. Right now, 55 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Greyhound buses will no longer allow immigration enforcement to check buses for illegal immigrants. With Bernie Sanders winning the Nevada caucus, some Democrats believe he could hurt their chances of holding on to Congress. And a new poll finds the approval of Obamacare is at an all-time high.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
How many stories did I give you? One, two, three, four. I gave you seven stories today?
One, two, three, four, five. No, six.
Okay, I'm looking at the funny ones with Bloomberg, man, using prison labor, man.
What in the world? How did he work that deal out?
We'll find out. I don't think it was him. I think it was more of the vendors they hired out. Say, save money, right, Roger? Go watch The Shawshank Redemption. That's just takes away taxpayers from able to gain money and jobs.
Free labor for his campaign.
No, he paid for it.
Oh, he paid for it, but yeah. They weren't paying.
The vendors were paying for it, but they made a big profit margin. I'll explain more. Hey, good morning. 4 minutes after 6 a.m., the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. If you hear it anywhere else later today, guess what? You heard it here first. Again, on talk radio, WBOB. Let's get on with the news. I am your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson.
Bernie Sanders wins the Nevada caucus, cementing himself as the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary. The Democratic Socialists taking nearly 47% of the vote, with half of the precincts reporting. Sanders now planning to ride his momentum straight to the nomination.
Now this is going to be very interesting. All the Democrats over the week in the media going, these caucuses, they've got to be revamped. Well, were you saying that back when Hillary was running? No, but anyway, I think the big race to look at is going to be this week in South Carolina because it is actually a primary, not a caucus out there. By the way, Uncle Joe, at the beginning of the year, Joe Biden had a 26-point lead. Are you ready for this? Are you? No. 20 to 26, yeah, at the beginning of the year. Now, remember, Bernie won over Joe Biden by 26 points over the weekend with the Nevada caucus. Biden's lead over Sanders was at 20 to 26. Now it's down to 3, according to Real Clear Politics.
Just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
That's sweep this country out there. Hey, and by the way, I was watching Mark Levin, and Levin says Republicans shouldn't be cheering this on because he goes, remember what they all said about Trump. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm just a little bit different on issues, but exactly. The excitement out there as well. Let us go back. Bernie gets called out again. He's a little bit more toned down. Remember last month when he met up with Norah O'Donnell from CBS News asking about how do you plan to pay for your cost? Remember this?
You are a self-proclaimed socialist.
Democratic, put in there, please.
Thank you. Your agenda has promised free health care for everybody, free college tuition, and to pay off people's college loans. The price tag for that is estimated to be $60 trillion over 10 years, correct?
Well, look, we have political opponents.
You don't know. Come up. You don't know how much your plan costs.
You don't know. Nobody knows. This is impossible.
You're going to propose a plan to the American people, and you're not going to tell them how much it costs?
Of course I will. You know exactly what health care costs will be. 1 minute. In the next.
Okay, so he doesn't know the cost. Again, they never asked this last year during the primary season. Maybe they didn't figure Bernie to be all that, maybe it was a threat. Remember, I'm setting this clip up because CBS really gets him with 60 Minutes this past week. And listen to Mayor Pete.
Matter of fact, if you add up his policies all together, they come to $50 trillion. He's only explained $25 trillion worth of revenue, which means that the hole in there is bigger than the size of the entire economy of the United States.
Medicare.
So there you go. So even the Democrat, Mayor Pete, by the way, is a big liberal as well. So they're setting all this up. Sunday night, Anderson Cooper, who, by the way, AC360, which is on CNN, he also is an interviewer on 60 Minutes. Listen to this clip. This is pretty good. Anderson Cooper talked about the cost of all the programs. How do you pay for it? Bernie admits he doesn't know how to pay for it. And who are we going to tax for it?
Medicare for All, which would cost an estimated $30 to $40 trillion over 10 years. And that's just one of Bernie Sanders' many proposals. There's also free public college, cancellation of all student debt, a federal job guarantee, and a Green New Deal to rapidly reduce carbon emissions. How much will that cost?
Obviously, those are expensive propositions, but we have done our best on issue after issue in paying for them.
Do you know how much, though? I mean, do you have a price tag for all of this?
We do. I mean, you know, and the price tag is, it will be substantially less than letting the current system go. I think it's about $30 trillion.
That's just for Medicare for All.
Just Medicare for All.
Yes. Do you have a price tag for all of these things?
No, I don't. We try to. No, you mentioned making public colleges and universities tuition-free and canceling all student debt. That's correct. That's what I want to do. We pay for that through a modest tax on Wall Street speculation.
But you say you don't know what the total price is, but you know how it's going to be paid for. How do you know it's going to be paid for if you don't know how much the price is?
Well, I can't rattle off to you every nickel and every dime, but we have accounted for it. You talked about Medicare for All. We have options out there that will pay for it.
As far as Bernie Sanders.
Hold on, let me stop right there. We have options out. We're going to pay for all this.
Only two things I see happening. One, take everything that's being paid right now in insurance premiums, deductibles, and copay, and roll those into taxes to pay for Medicare, plus reduce the compensation of our medical professions. You've got to have doctors fleeing this country where they can make a decent living. You don't go to medical school to make what a mechanic makes.
Roger, but some mechanics are making, well, I take that back. Yeah. You're right.
That's nothing against mechanics. I love them. We need them. But, you know, if you're doing surgery on someone, you deserve to have a nice income. You're not going to be able to make that under Bernie care.
Listen to South Carolina Representative Democrat James Clyburn that maybe the nomination from Bernie could hurt the down ticket.
As far as Bernie Sanders goes, he built out that coalition. But you're already starting to see these attacks for his background as a Democratic socialist. How deep will that cut in South Carolina? And if he's the nominee, do you think it could put the House majority in danger?
A lot of people think so. I do believe it'll be an extra burden for us to have to carry. This is South Carolina, and South Carolinians are pretty leery about that title, socialist. And so I think that would be a real burden for us in these states or congressional districts that we have to do well in.
And that's, again, the Democrats say that Bernie could hurt them all the way down ticket.
And I hope that the candidates who have been telegraphing their punches against Sanders, Senator Sanders, are actually going to deliver them. I mean, I hope they actually do what they promised to do. Are they going to go after him about the bad behavior of Bernie's supporters or not? Is this how they do things in Denmark? Nobody just says the obvious. Bernie, you're full of it. None of this is going to get passed. They're just pandering to the Bernie people. And you know what pandering gets you? Nothing. It certainly doesn't get your respect. They've got to get out there and say, I disagree with socialism. I believe in the market.
And now they're calling for Chris Matthews' head at MSNBC out there.
Wow.
So, yeah, because he won't go along with the burn. But listen to this. Yvette Simpson, Democracy for America, says Dems may be trying to give Bernie the shaft, especially from the establishment.
Listen to what you're hearing. This is someone who is getting votes from the base of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders is who I'm talking about. And the establishment is trying to figure out how to not give him the nomination. This is not what parties are supposed to do. If he gets the votes from your delegates, he should be the nominee.
Greyhound.
He should be the nominee out there when it comes to this. Greyhound buses. We got a big story coming out this week at floridadaily.com. Greyhound bus terminals and the buses in Florida and throughout the rest of the country have been told no more consent for the federal government to come in and check the immigration status of some of those on its buses.
Greyhound, after the company announced it will no longer allow Border Patrol to conduct immigration checks on its buses.
Greyhound explaining their decision, stating our primary concern is the safety of our customers and team members.
Really? The safety of the customers and their team members. Again, Greyhound says no longer allow immigration enforcement, that's Homeland Security, Border Patrol, ICE, to stop the buses and check them. It'll for illegal immigrants here in the state of Florida. According to federal law, border agents could do routine checks on Greyhound buses without a warrant, as many times within, maybe a lot of times would happen, for example, in Texas and California and Arizona, the first 100 miles out there. But when asked, hey, Greyhound, why didn't you do this before? Well, they said that they never liked it, but under the federal law, they didn't have a choice. Now they say that it doesn't matter in the state of Florida. For those of you that still ride Greyhound, that even its bus terminals out there, no, unless there's a consent by the company, unless you have a warrant, or unless the bus driver allows it, you will not be able to come on board to find out if there are those that are sex trafficking, drugs, or whatsoever. The ACLU loves this. They say that the bus checks by Border Patrol agents are based on, are you ready for this? Based on discrimination. Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says, this doesn't make checks. We've always had this problem, because we've never had this problem. But he says, how does Greyhound defend against it when it comes to sex trafficking and those that are importing drugs into this country?
We've always been able to go onto buses and conduct these consensual encounters very safely. So Greyhound's reasoning just doesn't make any sense. How about sex trafficking? We know that sex traffickers will exploit every single opportunity that they're given. And look at how smugglers are going to exploit this new policy that Greyhound has put into place.
So Greyhound says, again, in the state of Florida, because they're being pressured by the ACLU, no more racial profiling, no more harassment on its buses. If you want to come out and check what is going on, you need to have a warrant. Remember, they said, hey, we don't get into people's faces. We just have a probable cause. We just want to ask people some things. If they don't want to talk, then guess what? They don't have to.
You know, I have a hard time understanding. How does the Border Patrol agent know who's on the bus? And
routine checks.
I know, but they're saying it's racial profiling. You don't know what race people are until you actually enter the bus. Am I right?
That's, you got great eyesight. You can tell who's in that bus right there. More coming up next as we move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're starting to see our usual traffic around NAS Jacks, but just add a couple extra minutes and expect it to go away shortly. That's our usual traffic around NAS Jacks. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901 SAFE.
Cloudy today and warmer. The high will be 78. This evening, partly cloudy and then rain overnight with a low of 63. Currently 55 degrees. Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
K9s for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 28th at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Icemen take on the Norfolk Admirals at ViStar Veterans Arena. Saturday, February 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With Bernie Sanders winning the Nevada caucus, some Democrats believe he could hurt their chances of holding on to Congress. A new poll finds the approval of Obamacare is at an all-time high. And unions break away from leadership and support Bernie Sanders in Nevada.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Don't forget the podcast comes up later in the morning after the morning show, 9 a.m. We got some good ones for you. Just go to WBOB.com. Click on where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Also, while you're there, you can listen on your smartphones. Download the radio app. Free service. Just go to WBOB.com. Download the app on your smartphone and your Android phone. Again, that's WBOB.com. Obamacare. The affordable, which we call the Unaffordable Health Care Act, but better known as Obamacare, hits an all-time high with favorability from thehill.com.
The Affordable Care Act's favorability hit a record high in a new poll highlighting the shifting political tones around the law. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll finds that 55% of the public views the health law favorably, the highest level since KFF began polling the question about 10 years ago. Just 37% said they view it unfavorably. Obamacare was long viewed more unfavorably than favorably, especially during the troubled rollout of the healthcare.gov website in late 2013. But that changed with President Trump's election in 2016, when favorability began rising amid the Republican push to repeal the law in 2017.
And the Republicans never had anything to repeal it with, but the Kaiser Family Foundation finds, again, 55% of the public view the health law favorably. 37% view it unfavorably. The health care law has now become a political asset for Democrats, according to TheHill.com, especially as the Medicare for All debate continues to go forward. Same poll also found 52% of the public favored Medicare for All, but it was less than around 66% who like an option government health insurance plan out there. Here's a question. Why do you think Obamacare currently hits an all-time high?
It's because of all the talk of Medicare for All. People are looking at that and comparing it to it and says, oh, no, we can't have this. We like Obamacare now.
Yeah, that's probably
what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Like the plan you have, you can keep it.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
So that's what Biden was campaigning on. He goes, you can keep your choice when it comes to the issue of Obamacare. Is it here to go? What's going to be coming down the pike? Medical correspondent Dr. Mark Siegler, doctor, again, in medical correspondent with the New York University.
I don't think this is going away, this law. I'm not an attorney, but I think severability is going to allow, even if it gets to the Supreme Court, they're going to say there are certain statutes can stay, others can go. That's what's going to happen. So things like the Medicaid expansion are going to stay. Things like the state exchanges are going to stay. The problem with the state exchanges, though, and the problem with Obamacare is that the mandate caused you to have to buy an insurance that was one size fits all, that was highly expensive, that was an overstuffed policy.
Here's the thing, Roger. The Medicaid expansion, Republicans don't need Obamacare through the Medicaid expansion. They can already expand Medicaid whatever they want.
Right.
Now, if you want to sit back and say, well, I want block grants, and I would go along with that, Let the state run it the way they deem to be. Of course, liberals don't like that because the state may put limitations. By the way, the state may make it more liberal out there on how to get Medicaid, depending on what state you may be in. So pretty much that's where we may be looking at the argument for Medicaid expansion. But down the road, Obamacare is going to get worse. South Carolina, no, this is South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds. Listen to this.
Yeah, if we don't repeal it, it actually goes into effect in 2022. Does anything over $11,100 that an employer pays would be subject to a 40% tax, 40% on anything over $11,100 for an individual or $29,750 for a family plan. We don't want to see that happen. We're trying to figure out ways to reduce the cost of health care, not increase the cost of health care. But that was part of the original Obamacare.
So the Obama Cadillac, I mean, the Cadillac tax. Again, if you got it for those when it comes to the issue of employees over a certain amount, the 40% hike in premiums is going to go through. Roger, remember a story we covered? This is an interesting story. Remember the unions coming out against Bernie before Nevada? Remember, everybody's in a union when it comes to those in Nevada.
Bernie Sanders, on the one hand, ought to be very well positioned to sort of cement himself as that firm, true front runner. On the other hand, a problem sort of lingering for him is going to be with the unions there. Again, his health care plan, Medicare for All, would eliminate a lot of the power unions have over that.
Again, that was pollster Karen Soltis Anderson. But the union supported ODB over on Saturday's primary. Members of Nevada's most political powerful labor group warn union leaders that Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would doom their prize health care. Remember, they got Cadillac plans, folks.
Okay.
They've got great plans. The culinary workers, according to the exit polls, threw their support behind Bernie Sanders. A lot of them said, hey, listen, the Medicare for All, you know, the millions of hardworking families, is it going to really hurt us? Some says that everybody can choose their own doctors when it comes for Medicare for All. Get a load of this. Some of the union members think they can choose their own plan instead of going through the insurance companies and all those doctors out there.
Who told them that?
Yeah, evidently somebody must have been drinking before they got polled out there. Here's the question. I know the answer. Our buddy Chris Rochelle, who's a financial commentator, very well-known financial analyst, comes on this radio show weekly with us. He called me up on this past weekend, and we were just talking, and I said, I didn't even think about this. Here is the trick question for you, those of you out there. Why would the unions be against Medicare for All? Well, because of the Cadillac plan. I agree with that.
You have better insurance under the union deals.
Yeah, but then again, wouldn't everybody else have a better plan than Medicare for All? Why would Medicare for All pretty much destroy unions?
I've been thinking about that, and you brought it up.
Before we got on the air,
and I haven't figured it out yet. Usually I can, though.
Why would Medicare for All destroy, or at least say 60 to 80% kill, or say if you kill the unions, they would still be around. Why would Medicare for All destroy the unions, and or why would it heavily damage the unions? I'm leaving out a couple of verbs or words in there, so some of you may be able to. Okay. Why would Medicare for All damage or hurt labor unions out there? Interesting to hear from me on that.
A new CBS News poll finds 65% of registered voters nationwide think President Trump will definitely or probably be reelected, including more than a third of Democrats.
So the majority of those out there, two-thirds of the voters, according to a new CBS poll, believe that Trump is going to win re-election. When it comes to that, 35% disagree. What I find interesting about this poll is the same CBS poll finds that the national poll found Trump trailing behind Bernie and Biden and the rest of these guys like by 1 to 2 points. So it's kind of funny. He's trailing behind the polls, but the majority think he's going to get reelected.
Well, who you think will be reelected and who you're going to vote for are two separate things. But again, I think 4 years ago, people thought Hillary was going to get it, and look what happened.
Here we go. Joy. Is this Joy Reid from MSNBC? These Trump supporters, they're all pumped about it again like they were in 2016 because they got to take their country back. Back from who, Roger? back away from all those brown people. This is what she says.
Republican side, even though Donald Trump did not have a majority, the hungry constituency were white, a lot of white ethnic voters, north and south, who said, we're taking this country back from the brown people, the immigrants, we're getting rid of unlawful migration. We don't care what you say, how untoward it is. The smarty pants, okay. The college educated, forget them. We're the hungriest. The hungriest usually wins.
And who's hungry?
I mean, wait a second. So did I not get the... So there's some sort of brown... I find that being a very derogatory brown... Because they're all going to take it. We're going to take the country back. Now, if anybody from the Trump crowd ever said that, I'd be like, you're an idiot. Take away from brown people?
This is an optics thing. This is an optics thing. People who are minorities, when they hear things like take America back, they sense that they're talking about minority groups.
Really? How did that happen?
Well, that's how people think. You know?
Well, how do they think? I mean, they think that process. What gave them the conclusion to think that?
Well, that phrase became popular when we elected our first black president of the United States. And that's the type of reaction people
but
have.
But taking a country back is, that, yeah. I mean, that goes back to the days of the 50s and 60s. That had nothing to do with race.
I know, but I'm just saying, this is how perception is. And I think this is why we all need to have conversations, sit down and be friends with everyone.
Right. Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Would anybody on the left want to be my friend?
At particularly the NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, favorable view of socialism, independents 23%, Democrats 50%, only half, and Republicans, no surprise, 7% have a favorable view of socialism.
So the question is, why is it right now, according to NPR, 50% of the Democrats view socialism very, very much in a favorable way? Listen to this clip. You ready for this? Here we go again. This happened over the weekend, the Sunday into Monday now. Jesus, compare versus Christians today, was a socialist. The compassion that Jesus had that the right wing doesn't have.
Said that Jesus was more of a socialist than anything else that we're talking about today.
This is the Reverend D. Hawkins Hagler from the First St. Paul AME Church.
And so we had to be very careful of how
we
Jesus
use
the language.
Socialist?
Because Jesus did not sit with the establishment. He overturned tables of the tax collectors. He sat with people who were lepers. He made sure he healed people who should not have been healed or thought people thought should.
Technically, Jesus did sit down with a couple of the establishment. How many of y'all knew who the establishment was? Can you mention any names? Oh, I can. Jesus technically did sit down with a couple of establishment, if you look at history. So maybe some of you can guess that as well. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. By the way, who is that some of those establishment members that he did sit down with? Little trivia question right there. And why would Medicare for All absolutely either would just hurt, kill, and destroy the labor unions? Why would that happen? I have the answer. Do you? 904-831-0600. I'd love to hear from you. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Every girl crazy about a shotgun.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Packed. Help.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Trump has opened a whirlwind 36-hour visit to India by speaking to a massive, colorful crowd at a cricket stadium in the western part of the country. Mr. Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised each other during back-to-back speeches to thousands of revelers packed into the stadium. An Iranian lawmaker from the city of Qom says a staggering 50 people have died there from the new coronavirus this month, even as the health ministry insisted only 12 deaths have been recorded to date. The official from Qom said more than 250 are in quarantine in the city. South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported 231 more cases of the new virus, mostly in the southwestern city of Daegu and nearby areas, bringing the country's total to 833. Shares skidded as the number of people infected or killed by the viral outbreak began in China surged. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. Family members of a man found dead in a Jacksonville hotel room this week say they're heartbroken and want to see justice done. 27-year-old Kevin Fisher was found shot several times in a room at the Hometown Inn and Suites on Mustang Road on Tuesday, and so far, There have been no arrests, and there are no reported suspects. His father, Craig Fisher, tells News 4 Jax that he is heartbroken, and even though he didn't always see eye to eye with his son, he deeply loved him. As the JSO searches for a killer, the Fisher family is preparing a memorial for sometime next week. The Nassau County Sheriff's Office says it is investigating a former Yulee Middle School softball coach and teacher, but is not saying why. The school says he resigned in February and that officials are cooperating with the sheriff's investigation. The man's name is not being publicly released, and there are no charges against him. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Florida's Everglades, a sportsman's paradise, an angler's wonderland, and a big part of Florida's economy. But today, Florida's Everglades is on life support. Florida is doing its part, but now the politicians in Washington are dragging their feet. Don't let Florida's Everglades get swamped by D.C. politics. Visit EvergladesFoundation.org to learn how you can help. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Traffic is looking pretty good, but eventually expect our usual slowdowns around I-10 eastbound, headed into downtown, and on the Buckman Bridge. But for now, you're all set. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sun and clouds today. The high 78, partly cloudy this evening, and then rain overnight. The low 63. Right now, 55 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll finds the approval of Obamacare is at an all-time high. Unions break away from leadership and support Bernie Sanders in Nevada. And a CBS poll finds nearly two-thirds of voters expect President Trump to win re-election in November.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Bernie Sanders wins the Nevada caucus, cementing himself as the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary. The Democratic Socialist taking nearly 47% of the vote, with half of the precincts reporting. Sanders now planning to ride his momentum straight to the nomination.
Hey, good to have everybody here with you. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. David Williams, our good friend, you've seen him on Fox Business Network. He's also all over the map on Talk Radio because he's been on with us for, like around 10 years now, man. So anyway, are we like Bernie Bros?
I think we are. It's our 10-year anniversary. What's the what do we give each other?
Yeah, what do we do? Are we going to be like Obama? We got to tweet it out and take credit for everything. Anyways, David Williams is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, a Washington, D.C., free market advocacy group that follows a lot of the government spending out there, protectingtaxpayers.org.
Just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
All right, so explain to the audience, to me, I want to get to about Bernie and Russia. David was telling me off his air. I mean, wow, what a great conspiracy. I want to get to this in a moment. To me, everybody's complaining about the caucuses, that they're not the real deal. I would agree with that. To me, the real beginning of the test for the rest of the primary season on the Dem side has got to be South Carolina this upcoming Saturday. Would you agree?
Absolutely, because South Carolina has, you know, a large populace that's African American. So we're going to see what the vote is, how close Biden can come to Sanders. If Sanders can win, I mean, can Bernie Sanders win South Carolina? That'll be a true test. And listen, Ed, you know, Super Tuesday is, what, 3-4 days after South Carolina. So this thing is going to happen really quickly. I mean, the real March Madness is a week from tomorrow. It's not the basketball nonsense. It's what's going to happen across the country.
And
with
then
the vote.
Florida. Roger, what is Florida? Like a couple weeks later, right?
Yeah. Not that long away, yeah.
Hey, real quick, Bloomberg. Did you hear the latest about Bloomberg? I want to get to Bernie here in just a second. There's a story that we reported. Let me get to this right here. Here we go. Bloomberg News. Not Bloomberg News. I wonder if they reported it all. Mike Bloomberg's campaign U.S. I put this on my Twitter page, and all my buddies are like, well, at least they're still American job. Bloomberg confirms they use prison labor to make 2020 phone calls. They contracted with a group called Procom, which is a third-party vendor. They got call centers in New Jersey and Oklahoma. Two of its call centers operate out of prisons.
Well, here's the thing, is when you're a businessman, your whole thing is to make money and to save money. So he's been doing this for years, and this is just a cost-cutting thing that he did. And
right.
That's why he's not going to be a darling of the left. He is a moderate. He used to be a Republican. So, you know, if the progressives are looking for, you know, their great white hope, it's not Michael Bloomberg, that's for sure.
But follow me for a second. Have a little humor here. they made this from a maximum security women's prison out of some correctional institute. The people, they were getting calls. They disclosed they were paid for by the Bloomberg campaign, but didn't say they were calling from behind bars. Can you imagine somebody from behind bars calling you about the Can you imagine what the conversation may sound like?
I got to tell you, I really wish I got one of those phone calls.
He'd be like, hey, man, I'm with the Bloomberg campaign. By the way, can you? I need a care package. Can you just lend me a 50 and something here or something like that?
I mean, prison reform, shouldn't this be part of prison reform, is not being forced to make phone calls from Mike Bloomberg?
Oh, man.
Another New Yorker may be getting in, Donald Trump. What do you think?
I know Donald Trump. He's a great guy. He doesn't do everything he says, but he sure tries, and I'm a big fan of
him. He's a big fan right there. Hold on.
Where's my ice cream? Ah, thank you. Big gay ice cream.
I just find that so disturbing out there. So,
so disturbing.
It's just horrible. I mean, I'm not trying to go down that route. I'm just saying this guy's trying to pander to all those groups out there. David Williams from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, we're talking with him this morning. Hey, who do you think wins this set? I mean, Uncle Joe was up by 20 to 25 points at the beginning of the year. Real Clear Politics says that he's only up by 3 over Bernie.
So I think Biden's going to pull it out. But listen, it's going to be second place that's going to be very telling, how close Bernie can get to Biden. And if it's within 3 or 4 points, that's a victory for Bernie Sanders, because this is not a state that he should be doing all that great in. And he's going to, you know, give Biden a run for his money. And listen, Biden's going to come out of South Carolina and say, you see, I won South Carolina, and then Super Tuesday. I think it's over, man. I think that, you know, across the country, we're going to see, you know, the burn traveling across the country with Super Tuesday.
And by the way, how can you blame Mike Bloomberg for making calls out of prison? I mean, heck, Bernie wants you to be able to vote from inside prison.
But Ed, here's the thing, is when you're a businessman and you've built, you know, billions of dollars within a company, you have a certain arrogance, and you said things, you know, in the past that probably aren't appropriate. When you're a politician, you do the exact opposite. You tread very lightly. So businessmen getting into this, billionaires getting into a race, there's going to be things in their past that's going to come back to haunt them. You know, we see that with President Trump, and people ignored that. You know, with Mike Bloomberg, I think it's different because he's running as a Democrat, and we're part of the woke culture right now, and you can't say anything in your past that is
right.
You know, a little bit disturbing. So that's why I think he's having such problems.
Hey, you know, we didn't focus a lot on this over the last couple of days just because it's Russia, 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 but David was telling me in fun conspiracy, which may be quite accurate, about, you know, the Trump, Russia wants to get behind Trump and this and that. You say no. I mean, by the way, I didn't realize Bernie had his honeymoon in Moscow.
Yeah. Don't we all honeymoon in Moscow?
So, but tell me the reason why you said, you were telling me off the air. Listen to this, folks. You were telling me off the air. Let's go down this road here about who does Russia want to support. You said they would rather support Bernie. Why?
Ed, follow the money. Russia is concerned about their economic well-being. What is the one thing that has hurt their economic well-being in the last number of years? And that is oil exploration in the United States. We are going to become a net exporter of natural gas and oil this year. That hurts Russia.
Interesting.
Russia has a huge industry in oil and gas, and we are their biggest competitor right now. So you want, if you're Putin, you want a president who's going to stop all of this drilling and all this exploration. So I think that, you know, they say, you know, Russia wants Trump, Russia wants Bernie. Follow the money. Russia wants Bernie, because this is going to help Russia economically if Bernie becomes president.
You know, I know it's a boring conversation, but let me just ask this real quick. You know, I mean, Obama was telling, one of the prime ministers at the time or one of the leaders of Russia, hey, just wait till after my reelection. I'll have more flexibility out there. And yet, folks, I'm just saying, you have to look at the numbers out there. If anybody has done more to tick off Russia. It's been under the Trump administration compared to the Obama administration, by especially racking up the arms and forces for NATO. And then also when it comes to the area of Ukraine, where, again, I think this whole story was a rogue hoax out there, like the president says. But the bottom line is, if you want to look and sit back, who's done more for Ukraine, it was Trump instead of Obama.
And listen, we have no idea what Bernie Sanders is going to do foreign policy-wise, but you know he's going to be sympathetic to Russia and to other countries, and he's not going to take a very strong stance. And he's the opposite of Hillary Clinton. Listen, Russia and other countries were a little bit concerned about Hillary Clinton. They are not with Bernie Sanders. I mean, the guy is not going to take a tough stance towards any of our enemies.
Here's this clip. Anderson Cooper, who does double duty on CNN, also with CBS the other night, was interviewing Bernie. Listen to this.
For all just Medicare for all these. Do you have a price tag for all of these things?
No, I don't. You mentioned making public colleges and universities tuition-free and canceling all student debt. That's correct. That's what I want to do. We pay for that through a modest tax on Wall Street speculation.
But you say you don't know what the total price is, but you know how it's going to be paid for. How do you know it's going to be paid for if you don't know how much the price is?
Well, I can't rattle off to you every nickel and every dime.
Yeah, as long as we get it within a few trillion.
That's absolutely crazy, because what's going to happen is he's going to raise taxes.
That's a great one, isn't it, Roger? I like that clip. Go ahead.
People are going to leave the country. The billionaires are going to set up shops somewhere else. So, all of these revenue projections are just, they're fool's gold, because he has no idea how much is going to come in. And so he's been running for president for how long now? And he doesn't know the cost of his programs? He doesn't know? I mean, this is something, and thank God for Anderson Cooper and trying to get an answer from him, but this is, I think, a vulnerability of Bernie Sanders, is that he has to know how much this is going to cost, and we're seeing upwards of $90 trillion for all of his programs. So there's numbers out there. He just, I think, doesn't want to share them.
Yeah, I like that. We have a modest tax approach.
Modest.
Really? So the bottom line, he admits he's going to have to tax middle class in order to pay for the rest of his plans.
$29,000 and up, if you're making $29,000 and up, he says, you'll get a tax increase.
I know, everybody's on Facebook, the left saying that's not accurate. But I will remind everybody, he's got a powerful group out there. They're pumped. So there's kind of, some concern. I keep telling everybody, don't be thinking all this stuff. I mean, these guys are pumped up about the election. So, in enthusiasm pulls the switch, remember. David Williams, the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, the website's protectingtaxpayers.org. David, I will see you soon, my friend.
Yes, man. Thank you.
All right. One of my favorites, David Williams here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. I got to take a quick break. I want to take some calls on the other side. I'd like to hear from you. 904-831-0600. Here is one trivia question. Why would Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All either drastically hurt or destroy labor unions? How would they destroy them? 831-0600. Oh, I have the answer. But I'd like to know if some of you can guess it. I'd love to hear from you. 831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with our normal slow traffic around NAS Jax. Just add a few extra minutes and expect it to go away shortly. That's our normal slow traffic around NAS Jax. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
A mix of sun and clouds today and warmer, 78 the high. Partly cloudy this evening and then rain overnight with a low of 63. Right now, 56 degrees.
How would you describe your healthcare? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable healthcare for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. Back up all of your business files easily with CopyFax. Full color is the same low cost as black ink. CopyFax is ideal for anything from in-home office to corporate multi-user. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military. Visit CopyFax.com. That's CopyFax.com.
Mayor Bill de Blasio refuses to protect our police, so we'll be talking to Ed Mullins, the president of the Sergeants Association, to find out why on the next America First with me, Dr. G. Peter Schweitzer's in studio explaining how much of a threat the Biden crime cartel is to America, plus special guest Mini AOC and our weekly Crazy California update with LA radio host and superstar Jennifer Horn.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Unions break away from leadership and support Bernie Sanders in Nevada. A CBS poll finds nearly two-thirds of voters expect President Trump to win re-election in November. And the Michael Bloomberg camp admits it used prison labor to make campaign phone calls.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, that's a big question. One of this morning, I need a little specific. Some of you have been texting me close with the answer. Why would a Medicare for All plan either hurt and or destroy the unions? If you think it will, I'm just asking a question. Somebody posed it to me over the weekend. I went, man, I didn't even thought about that. So do you think Medicare for All would destroy the labor unions? If so, how would it do it? 904-831-0600. John. Hey, John. Good morning. Thank you for waiting. How are you?
Hey, no worries. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Good. So I'm going to take a stab at your question here. I believe it will affect the unions in a large way because the unions have collective bargaining power, and that's wages and other conditions of employment. And what will happen, well, one of the goals of Medicare for All is to completely diminish private insurance. And so if that's some of their bargaining power, their conditions of employment, if they lose that leverage with the insurers, then they're not going to be as attractive as they once were.
Who won't be as attractive?
The unions.
But what part of the union? Which union? I mean, trying to get specific.
Whatever union they offer health care insurance, right, at a very affordable rate.
He's pretty much got the answer. It's the union leadership. You pretty much nailed it. So this is what John is saying. Several people have been catching on. There are three big components, and John, you've nailed it. There are three big components of collective bargaining. Number one is pay.
Mm-hmm.
Number one and two is pension, work requirements, the big ones. Number three is healthcare. So, John, Chris Rochelle, who is one of our financial commentators and analysts, called me up yesterday, and we just had a quick conversation. He goes, "Think." So I said, well, wait a second. I said, how would it destroy the labor unions or unions overall? I mean, is it a minor component of the collective bargain? He says it's like 50%.
Really?
He says when you look at the teachers' unions, he goes, what is the biggest thing about their health care? he says, and John, you're exactly correct, he says that if you took away the power to negotiate, at least for the health care, he goes, in other words, the unions don't care. They don't even care about their workers. All they care about is their power, because it would take away them, hence their union workers pretty much would get whatever they want, but they act like they can't get whatever they want without their union representation.
Yeah, it's true. And then, you know, so they're going to also, Medicare for All is going to give us another added tax on top of Medicare and Social Security. So essentially it's projected that's going to cost us 36% of our wages. And also health insurance right now is tax-free. So that tax-free benefit is going to get lumped into a bigger tax base.
Yeah, but remember what they're telling us, that that if we just tax everything currently what we're already spending, that'll be able to pay for everything through the government being involved.
Yeah, actually, no. There's projected shortfalls with it. If it was fully enacted in 2018, in the first year of full enrollment after like 2 or 3 year enrollment process, there's expected to be a shortfall of over $1 trillion.
Yeah, now remember, hey, John, thanks for the call, man. You nailed the question, man. Good job. Remember, Obamacare was promised when they got in bed with big business. Big business, big insurance companies got in bed, 20-something companies, then it got narrowed down to a dozen, then it got narrowed down to seven, and some counties and some states got narrowed down to one insurer. Insurance companies were making money, they just were not making money on the Obamacare side. For example, you got several divisions in a company.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you got research and development, blah, blah, blah. Whether it's Aetna, United Healthcare, whatever, they all lost millions from the Obamacare. Now, they all still made money. They just didn't make money from the Obamacare side. We were told that if we taxed everything, the Cadillac tax, pharmaceutical tax, tax on wealth, also we were going to raid Medicare to fund Obamacare by the billions, we still came up with a shortfall. We didn't have enough money out there. So according to what Bernie says, if you buy into Roger, if you buy into what Bernie says, well, we're going to use all of the amount of money that we're paying through deductibles and premiums and everything out of pocket, that right there will take care of it. We're just going to take of the oversight. We're going to eliminate the insurance companies whatsoever. Then the question is, who numbers are you believing?
Exactly. And I'm still hoping the Republicans will come out with a comprehensive plan that offers something. And I really honestly think that the Republicans, by and large, have liked the fact that Obamacare was out there so they could have something to run against. But it's time to, you know, do something for the American people, and let's fix this problem.
Listen to, you guys will like this one. Listen to Ali Velshi. He is with MSNBC. Listen to the Medicare for All in the, quote, generous coverage. Listen to this, folks. The generous coverage it provides.
What single-payer health care is, that's what Medicare for All ultimately is. A single government-run insurance plan that covers everyone with no exceptions, eliminating private insurance altogether. Now, that would mean that doctor's visits, lab work, hospital stays, prescription drugs, dental visits, vision care, mental health treatment, and most prescription drug costs would all be covered. Out-of-pocket costs would be significantly reduced because there'd be no deductibles to shell out and no co-pays to handle.
Now, listen to what for all of you that think currently, let me say this one more time, all right? Hey, Roger Dean Black, by the way, is downstairs. We'll get him in a second, okay? He's waiting for somebody to come up. This is what I'm getting at. Follow me for a second. Well, if you buy into this now, Raj, or anyway, I'm just saying you in general, anybody, that we take the current amount of money through deductibles. We take the current amount of money through out-of-pocket expenses. We take the current amount of money we're already paying to the system. That would suffice paying for the current situation that Bernie says for the Medicare for All, right?
That's what he says, but I don't even think he believes it, because when he's cornered on television, you know, by Nora McDonald,
Nora O'Donnell.
O'Donnell. Says no. We don't know for sure.
Okay, but let's say the math is there.
Okay.
What Ali Velshi, who supports this, just said that no one's caught on to, is that the cost that's going to hit you in the back pocket is the extra amount of benefits that will be included through a government-run healthcare that you do not have with your current healthcare plan. Do you have healthcare for certain cosmetics? Eye doctors?
Okay.
Do you have, hold on one more time, just clip right here, listen.
Work, hospital stays, prescription drugs, dental visits, vision care, mental health treatment, and
is your vision care included in your healthcare policy?
I think we pay an extra amount for vision,
But it doesn't cover it all. You pay a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Your dental? No. Cosmetology? No. All that this gets added on which means there is what's not being talked about. There's where all your extra cost is included.
Systems that are found in nearly two dozen nations. And researchers also say Medicare for All would prevent more than 68,000 unnecessary deaths every year. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, the U.S. spent more than $10,000 per person on health care in 2018. Countries with single-payer health care systems spend far less, sometimes half, all the way down to a third, to have better health outcomes.
So for, you hear that? So they for better health outcomes, all of these other countries spend far less. Then why did a lot of them come over to this country? I mean, I love to hear them brag about Castro and a lot of these other countries out there with their health care. Here's the bottom line. There is a difference between me providing you coverage and what type of coverage you're actually getting. If we sat back and go, hey, listen, let me give you a good example. I can give you $1 million worth of life insurance. Hey, that sounds great. Term life insurance. Uh-oh, but it's accidental death. Well, Ed, what's the problem with that? What if you die of natural causes? It's not accidental death. What if you die because you had a heart attack? That's not accidental death. What if you die due to a stroke? What if you die due to, so you have to die from an accident to obtain accidental insurance or life insurance on accidental death insurance. It doesn't make sense out there whatsoever. So we can sit back and say, well, I'm going to give you $1 million worth of life insurance. Term insurance would cover for all causes out there. Oh, by the way, you commit suicide. Nope. Accidental death doesn't cause all that. It is this is what's not being reported. It is the difference of what is being talked about for health care coverage than what you will actually get at the doctor. For example, if you're sold some sort of indemnity plan, you say, oh man, I've got, you know, if the space shuttle falls on top of me, I want it to cover me, whatever you want to talk about. But then you find out, no, you're out-of-pocket expenses. Because folks, what I'm telling you is you're still going to have to tax your FICA taxes, your Social Security, and your Medicare to pay for all this. There isn't enough wealthy or rich people out there to take care of this. And again, the difference between the coverage they're talking about, what they're selling you, versus the actual coverage you will get is night and day. If you say, I just want something to cover all of my, I want to cover all my colds and stuff. Oh, but you catch the flu for 5 days? We're not covering that. You've got to know what is going on. And that's the difference that they're not talking about. All of these countries out there that can talk about doing for less cost have garbage coverage compared to what we get here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So if all of you want to trade, how many of y'all would trade your health care to try it out in a foreign country? If you think it's such a bang-up deal, go ask those in the VA clinic system what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
That is what it will look like. Okay? So there you go. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. 0600. One of the other biggest news stories out there, Florida Greyhound bus terminals say no more to border control immigration officials. They're not going to let you come on their buses. They feel that somebody could be trafficking drugs, sex trafficking, whatever. No more consent. The ACLU, along with Greyhound, says you got to have a warrant. Wait till we give you this story coming up next. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.